Hi, Olga. Hi, Erin.
Hello.
I
Hello.
don't know where everyone is.
Preparing for Christmas.
Yeah, probably.
We already have exams started, so it's really kind of end of the semester. People start getting holidays and on.
Hello, sorry I'm late. Running from one meeting to another. How's everyone doing today?
Ready for the weekend, honestly.
I'm ready for the holiday. I mean, I'm not ready
Know.
for the holiday. I'm ready for the break.
Me too.
Yeah, it's our first day of reading period here. So we just finished classes yesterday, and now it's the period of time where anxiety levels are off the charts and the library is full of people.
We're coming off that. This is Thursday of finals week, so it's pretty
Wow.
quiet in here. It's pretty chill, but ooh, it's been a week.
Yeah. Well, we're just heading into that. Oh, all right.
Oh, I'm really glad a few more people are joining.
Yes. It's
Welcome,
good.
everyone.
Hello. All right. Let's see. I'm looking at my this is the link to the Vega tickets working for folks? It's a crazy long link because it is, and you have to be logged into Jira to go to it. We're going to follow along on my screen, so it's not mission critical that you can get to it, but so if anyone's here who hasn't been here before, this is a ticket review meeting, so we're going to be going through in gruesome detail Jira tickets that are open and are what I call resource access adjacent. So they are things that are basically have been on the in Jira for some period of time, and our purpose today is not to dig into them too deeply, but into dig in enough that we can determine whether it's a feature that's still needed and whether or not it needs further refinement so that it need can get to be development ready, or whether or not it is development ready, or whether we don't think we need it anymore. So Cornelia works in the background, flagging these and putting a label on them so that we know that we've reviewed them and what we decided. And then she'll also be updating the spreadsheet, which is linked from the agenda as well. We have a spreadsheet with all of the tickets that we're looking at. So we have gone through all of the Volaris development team tickets, and now we are finishing up on the Vega team. And most of our features are assigned to one or the other development team. Once we finish this, we're going to look. I'm trying to get a list right now from Kalila about what are the resource access tickets that are not assigned to a development team so we can kind of complete the cycle. So, any questions before we get started? All right, then I am going to share my screen. I believe we are on 3579. Let's see here. gotta find which screen. How about that one? Am I sharing my Vegas screen?
Yep.
The JIRA tickets? Okay, thank you. All right. Is it big enough that y'all, oops, I open. Is it big enough that you can all see it?
Can you make it bigger?
Sure. It's a giant screen, so I
Okay.
can't like a giant monitor, so I can't tell. How's that?
That's better.
Good
Thanks.
enough? Okay. All right. So 35.79, and Cornelia will tell me if I'm on the wrong one.
No, I think
This is the right one according to the
right one,
spreadsheet.
yes.
All
Yes.
right. Okay. Add backdate return to events captured in circulation log. So I've clicked on this accidentally. Let's see. So that right now it is not indicating in the circ log that it's been backdated. Is that right?
I think it
So.
does. I mean, every time when I look at backlog, it says checked in and then it says backdated, even though it wasn't backdated.
Oh, right. I've seen that, Olga. So, let's see if there's any comments on this.
Yeah, maybe it's the op it's maybe the real backdates are not there, I don't know, but the word backdated in every.
Yes. Okay. So, when this occurs, it needs to be captured as an event in the circulation log. So that's interesting. As so it sounds like it wants to capture it as a separate transaction in the event, or as a separate, I guess, event is the best way to describe it in the circulation log, as opposed to, because right now you could only find out if it happened by seeing the backdate in the check-in transaction. Is that right? I think that's what Olga's describing, is that it always has that backdate, and mostly it's not backdated, but it always shows it in the transaction.
Yeah, and I always wonder why it's showing it. Is it a bug? So does it need to be an its own action? And has anyone ever tested if the backdating information in the circular is correct?
It's a good question. I have not personally.
Yeah, I guess I've never really paid attention to that. I know that I
This.
checked that when I saw it the first time, this backdated in the record, I checked and those transactions, they were not backdated. But I don't think I checked the real backdated things, like if they were showing and correctly.
This sounds like it's actually trying to add an event, like a separate line in the circulation log, so that you could identify by filtering how many times was something backdated. Does
Yeah,
that help people read this?
it's how I'm reading it. I'm also looking at our circ log for Ramsons. I'm not seeing the backdate data anymore.
Interesting.
So I might have got pulled out.
John, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be off.
Yeah, weren't you supposed to be off?
Don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, we're happy to see you as always, but
Taking a break
So
from clean.
nice. So, do we think this is still a needed? I mean, I sort of see this akin to checkout override, which they say right here would be viewed as an exception to a policy like checkout override. So, it sounds like it's still, I mean, it seems like it might still be needed because it is something that people would like to identify when it happens in the circulation log, but I'm not sure. We don't
I
really have a
agree.
critical mass. So I think it needs more fleshing out, though. So I would say this one is an RA, needs refinement. All right. This next one is Cirque Store. I don't think this is on your list, Cornelia, and I'm not sure why. I guess because it's assigned to Vega, it ended up on our thing. I'm not sure what it is or whether we even need to review it. These are sort of the ones that are underneath, usually referred from a UX prod, but this doesn't look like it's there's any
Yeah,
UX prod connected to it.
this is just a technical task. A
Okay.
developer dropped it in here as a note or
Okay.
just a record of work that they wanted to do. I would maybe in the comments just do at Anne and ask, does Vegas still need to do this work?
Okay.
Because it might have just got lost in the jumble, especially since it's so old.
Okay. Do you mind putting that in there, Cornelia, for this one? Or are you in this list with me or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And
Oh, right.
you said, yeah.
Yeah. Just that Anne Ackerblad.
Okay.
You should probably just ask Alex and them if they still need it, but
It didn't make it on the spreadsheet because I think I took out any that were not UX prods. All right, here's one for you, Tom. Future fee fines. Allow sites to indicate if reminder fees should be suspended when item is claimed returned and or canceled when item is later aged to lost or declared lost. Boy.
this is going to get probably reworked.
It's a pretty big one.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
still in.
actually going to talk to the devs about changing how claims returned works on the back end side.
Right.
So,
Do you want this further development?
no, but if you want, you can change the assignee to me. I'm probably going to close this and rewrite it completely. It's also kind of odd too because reminder fees are fall under Charlotte
Yeah.
or some of it does. So yeah, this is going to be a an odd one, but yeah, this may also be a moot point if we do change how the fee fines work with claims returned.
Okay. Why don't you put further development anyway, because I want to have those labels that we're putting on everything, even if it ends up getting reworked, because I want to be able to see what are the RA tasks that we or features that we haven't looked at yet. So everything should at least have our flag on it.
Sure.
All right. Ability to batch renew loans across multiple patrons, library users. I feel like we've already looked at this one. Do we already
Yeah.
look at this one?
Yeah,
Yeah,
you
we
did.
have there are a couple of those requests connected because it's a priority one request from the discovery zig about having the ability to batch renew
Okay.
instead of selecting individual items. And there is another ticket for creating the API endpoint first before work can be done on the US UX prod. I think it is linked in the comments. So I
Okay.
think we already stumbled about that.
Okay, we did not flag this one yet, though. What's interesting to me about this one, though, so you're right here. That is right, Anya. But the way this one is, bulk edit loan due date. Okay. An automatic renewal is related to this as well. What I'm reading this as, though, is this is a little bit different than the discovery, which is sort of a single user needing to batch renew their material. This is batch renew across multiple people, which I don't remember if we've seen this before or not.
Thought there was an open or a similar open ticket in bulk edit.
Yeah, maybe that's what this one is, like, right? This bulk edit loan due dates, but which I can open and look at. This one I think we already looked at.
Yeah, that's a manual changing of the due date to say, like, if the library is closed on the 5th, all due, you can go in the
Right.
bulk edit and change them all over to the 6th so people don't get loan refunds or something of that nature.
Yeah. We actually haven't seen this one. Is this assigned to, this one isn't signed to a developer? I don't,
Should be.
isn't the, yeah, it's
Magda
not
has it on
Vega.
the
Oh,
Let's
it's
see. Yeah.
Firebird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, because it's bulk edit. That's why.
Yes.
See, I would call that resource access adjacent. This is why it's hard to find all of these.
I would tag it as resource access if you want to, because
Yeah.
at some point in time they're going to talk about it. And if RA wanted to have pre-discussions of the ramifications of bulk edit touching CircLogic, I think that would probably be helpful to Magda. So it won't
Yeah.
bog down for refinement meetings, but.
But I still don't think we've seen this. So this is different. But what is the, I guess, what's the use case of this? Large, it's different than automatic renewals. It's different,
Yeah, it's
where
middle
renewal would
ground.
occur automatically. Batch renewal assumes staff intervention. Want to renew and execute a process to renew them. Okay.
The automatic renewals is something that, like, David was talking about, like at the end of an academic year, they want to be able to go through and renew everything. Let's say they want everything renewed automatically for the faculty. This would be kind of an intermediate where libraries may not want to be able to do automatic renewals, but instead a staff member goes in and can select, say, I want all these items renewed.
Right.
Oh, cool. I think I'm getting another option
Great. All right. I think then this probably needs bulk user. This needs refinement because it's not fully fleshed out. But yeah, we definitely, I really feel like we had looked at this. Isn't this even one of our, I feel like this is one of our priorities in the for
Yes,
product council.
I think that's a different
Is
ticket,
it
but
slightly different?
it's not in the Vega list. I'm trying to find it. Oh. Oh no, it's this one.
It's
Yes.
this one, right?
It's this one, yes.
Okay. So this definitely needs further refinement. Then because it's not, I thought we'd already looked at it, but the reason it looks familiar is because we put it on the, we made it to the prioritization list. All right, Olga.
Wanted to ask a question before we move on to the next. Are we done with this one?
No, go ahead. What's up?
About the very first one that we talked about this backdated. I opened the system and what I'm seeing, I don't, sorry if I said the wrong thing, it's overdue due date that shows up in all the like closed loans. It says item status available and then it says overdue due date. That's what I was thinking of, not the backdated too.
Oh, interesting.
So, and it does show up a lot but not all the time.
Gotcha.
So, and I don't understand why it's showing up there, but if it's backdated, it also says, it says item status available, backdated too, and then you get have the date and time, and then again overdue due date, and then you see the date. So that's what happens with backdated right
Gotcha.
now. But
Okay.
yeah, I agree. It makes sense to have them separate too, if you, someone wants to filter them.
Right, because you wouldn't be able to find actual back dates unless you had a separate circulation
Yeah, I guess
log.
you can put in the keyword backdated in description and then you will see
Yeah,
them.
right. Maybe that's sort of the workaround right now. Great, thank you. All right. Check in, add permission control for checking in claim returned items. So that seems pretty straightforward, being able to check to limit who can check in a claimed returned item. Is this something that folks still need?
I would say yes at a low priority. I could see some institutions and some units not wanting to allow like student workers to be able to check in an item that has a claims return and want to pass it on to a staff member for processing.
Okay. According to Aaron, back in 2020, this was 2022, this was ready for development. So maybe it is close. I forgot to see
It would have to be rewritten
a
because of
draft.
Eureka.
Gotcha. All right, so
It, maybe not by much, but the permissions,
are
naming
different.
the nomenclature for those permissions would have to be changed.
Right.
I used a
All right.
fancy word.
Right. Further development for that one. All right. Here's another future fee finds. Add loan type and patron group to the fee fine record. So it's not in there already. Requested that we add loan type and patron group to the fee fine record so that. Oh, so in case it changes, isn't it on the loan record?
I guess do this as refine. I'll try to talk about it in the refine group.
Okay.
When we get to the data, and especially with anonymization, but the fee fine linked to the loan anyways.
Right.
And the loan has the user group and that in there. I believe that is updated when the item is renewed.
Okay.
So I guess it would be possible. I guess the scenario I'm thinking of is if a graduate student checks out something, gets a fine on it, they renew or and they renew it, which generates a fine, but then they become a staff member. If you look at their account or the loan, it might appear as a staff member has it checked out when they were originally a graduate staff member when they checked it out.
Right.
But I'm not sure how important that is to people or if it would really matter.
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like it's already, I mean, we can put it in further refinement. It feels like it's already there. I'm not sure what. Yeah, I guess I'm just not sure what the, 'cause you're saying if the loan, I wasn't sure that the loan information that it changed when it was renewed. I thought it stayed from when it was first checked out.
I know the loan policy, the
The
circulars are
policies
reevaluated.
do.
I know those are reevaluated, but I thought part of the reevaluation was they also checked the patron group. I could be wrong, though. I would have to probably ask one of the devs if it changes or not, or just play around with the system. But yeah, either way, I'm not sure if this is a massive thing because I know, like with us. The scenario I gave with a graduate moving to a staff member, or if they were moved to a faculty member, we would just treat them as what their current status is, anyways.
Yeah. All right, so keep it.
If anything for reference, and I might delete it later.
Okay. Sounds good. Further refinement. All right. We got to find at least one to drop here, people. I guess we're getting later in time. Like we're in 2022 now, I think, for creation date. So we're not going to find as many to close.
Just delete this one.
Let's do. Here's an update loans page to better handle large number of open loans. Yes, there are situations. 1,500 open loans for a single user, common with institutional cards. That's true. Like in ILL lending accounts, that is true. So it can be hard to actually load the page when that is true. So I do think this is probably still needed.
Oh,
Let's look up. It has no labels at all.
So,
So
but
yeah, this one.
we can't further refine it.
Right. Well, what I was going to say, I mean, maybe is it dev ready? It's just it's still in draft, so we can't change it. Have we made any ready for dev that are in draft form still? I don't remember.
I don't know. No,
Might be
probably not.
okay. It does have, was it three spikes attached to it?
These?
Those are really the spikes they have attached.
Is this ticket on a current roadmap somewhere? See this problem and are interested in solution. Okay, someone's interested. But that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
2 years ago,
Yeah.
somebody was interested.
This is still an issue with it.
But
The
there's,
problem
oh, it's
is,
definitely still an issue. But there's nothing we can refine. Is it, right.
isn't, is there?
No, not really. I mean, this has to go to a solution architect and look at it. And I can guarantee you the reason why it hasn't been addressed is because loans are handled on the UI side. So all the sorting, filtering, all that fun stuff is done via the UI and not the back end. So in order for them to handle this, they would have to add pagination, which would have to be on the server side. So they would have to move all the business logic that's being handled by the front end to the back end.
Gotcha. So, what do we think a way forward is for this one? Is it?
Pester Stephanie.
Well, do we think we should re I mean, I'm not sure what tag to give it, whether to give it ready for dev or further refinement, I guess is the question.
Say ready for dev.
Okay. We could then, I mean, if we look at all of those, once we do prioritization, if we look for the ready for dev ones, we could, if they're not in open status, we could then decide to move them, try to elevate their priority. All right, let's give it ready for dev. We will follow, we'll be following up with those later. Disallow requesting for items with status order closed. Items that have status. Okay, this seems like low priority because how many things are ordered closed? But occasionally things happen where the item did not get received, and somehow there's still an item, which maybe that's the issue, but. I don't think I knew that order closed was an item state status you could have.
I think it was either. It's
I didn't know that they were requestable. Oh.
Well. This one looks like it is ready for dev, according to Aaron. Is order closed listed on the item status page?
Should be.
I'm just curious if it's a, is it a, like, is it a status that's automatically updated when an order is closed and something is not received, right? Like, I'm not sure
Usually, yet,
how an item
yes.
gets this status to begin with.
Yes, when the order is closed without receiving, yes.
Okay. So it's an automated process.
Yeah. So it says that
It's
it
on that
was
page.
added as 2021. Let's see, what does the documentation say?
We have libraries who keep items in the records for things that aren't delivered for a certain reason and add a note to it. So if people request it or looking for it, can see like it had been on order, but
Right.
like the publishing date was backdated for years or whatever reason, so they don't put in another request for something they've seen, but they
Gotcha.
usually add something else, like they change a location depending on the library, or they set a particular other an item type or something that is non-requestable, so
That's the
that they,
workaround
yeah,
currently.
that's the workaround. And so it's, I don't think it's high priority for us.
Yeah, certainly.
According to
Oh
the
dear.
documentation, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I think I want to say the same thing that you.
Yeah, as I say, according to the documentation, it says it can be placed on hold but not paged or recalled.
Gotcha.
So
So.
this is kind of slightly out of date. This might be the same situation as we could do further refinement.
Restricted.
Exactly. Because I can see people saying yes, they don't mind having holds on this because then it would indicate that somebody actually wants the item and try to get another copy or.
How does it work with title level requests?
Since it's only a hold, it just means that the item should be able to satisfy a hold, but I don't know. Yeah, since it's only a hold, I'm not sure if it would mess up title level requesting or not. Because you have two items on the same instance, one is available and then one is order closed. The order closed won't allow a page, but the available one would, so you'd be able to place a title level request page. If the available one was checked out, because this would allow a hold, you could do a hold or a recall as long as the cert policies on the second item allowed recalls or hold. The only wonky one would be is if the second item doesn't allow holds or recalls, if this is in a location that does allow holds, you could place a hold that would never be fulfilled, which would be the same thing as if it was an individual item.
Yes.
Well, I think at the very least it needs further refinement
Yeah.
because we need to determine like what is sort of like restricted. We need to determine what the actual desired behavior is to allow a hold or not, right? Because it feels like that's an open question. This says don't allow anything. So I think further refinement for this one. Export CSV of requests based on instance UUID. So you can filter for requests based on an instance UUID, but the CSV report of that search never materialized. It's like it's trying, this sounds like a bug. Discovered in Nolana Bug Fest and figured it was a missing requirement rather than a bug. I wonder if this is still a problem.
It also
I
says
look.
this is probably not useful since now that there's title level requesting.
Right.
Just tried it and I didn't get report downloaded.
Is this feature still needed? Oh, this is just from June. Oh, and somebody in July said this is still an issue. So this seems like a bug that, I mean, I don't. It's interesting the use case, but I mean, what I'm trying to think about what a use case might be, but it does look like somebody still is interested as recently as July. All right, so but it looks like it might need a further refinement. I'm not sure what more else you can say about it. Like, it's not functioning.
Maybe I'll drop it into ready for dev.
Okay. If you think it has enough, I mean, it sounds like it's something that should. Is it just specific to this? Because the CSV download does work for requests. It's just in this instance, in this instance, in this example, it doesn't for a single instance. It sounds like a bug to me. But is it
Probably.
for title level requests or is it for, I mean, maybe it's, who said it didn't work? Olga, you said it didn't work. Do you have title level requesting on or no?
Well, what I did, I just put a UUID in the request search and it did find one closed request. And then I clicked on export and it looked like it would download something. It gave me a message that it might take some time and just nothing was downloaded.
Right, which is what this says. But at your institution, do you have title level
We do.
requests? You do. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious if that has anything to do with it. It's not mentioned here, and it was first discovered before title level requests were even available. So probably that doesn't matter. All right.
That
So
may be
you
in the
think
comments.
it ready for dev, Tom? We can put it in that.
Yeah.
Feels like it must be a bug of some sort.
I would maybe in the comments ping Anne and say, do you feel this is a bug or a task?
Right. So,
And then
Susan,
that way she's also aware of it too.
yeah, Cornelia.
I found a ticket that's on the spreadsheet, but not in the filter.
Okay.
It's 3668.
Phase two of refund fee fines.
Yes.
I wonder why that ended up. This looks like a big
Yeah.
this looks like a big ticket. This looks like an umbrella ticket. A lot of these individual ones are closed though. It's interesting. There's this one fee fine one in here, which we're
Yeah, it's the
probably
bane of
also
all of
looking
everyone's
at.
existence.
Do you think this was just an umbrella ticket to cover all these other things? They're
It's an
mostly
epic.
done, except this
Yeah.
one. Okay.
It's an epic.
Yeah, so.
Because the 3137, if I remember correctly, is the one that actually splits the when an item is returned or when something is waived.
Just want to put it further.
The system automatically credits and refunds the user account at the same time.
Right.
And 30, I believe 3137 is the ticket that splits that into two separate actions, which is needed for the rest of this to be done. So
Gotcha.
the account will be credited, which could put the account in a negative where the library owes them money. And then the refund action will be a separate step to actually cut a check or do something of that nature.
Right. Okay, so I don't know that we need to do anything with this epic then, because it's just a subset of, I mean, this other one that we've already, the 3137 we've already flagged that's down here. So I don't know that we need to do anything with this one. Do you want to give it a thing? I mean, it's
I'm
this.
going to assign it to you, Tom, and you can have a look.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. Future fee fines need to be able to claim returned an item for which the fee fines were transferred. Oh, great. This is really in the weeds. So fees have been transferred and you want to claim. Oh my God. How much does this actually happen? This is really, I wonder. if people have examples of this actually happening, where it's been, I guess if you transfer frequently, you could have a situation where, like, we don't transfer our charges. We do it once a month. So it's not, if people are doing it daily, I guess this could happen more frequently.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing it daily. I do it about once a week.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I have to run it manually. But unfortunately, like, it's not a huge amount, but this does happen with us.
Yeah.
We'll get students that something gets sent to a bursar are specific, more likely, it was, or more than not, it was happening when we were actually sending faculty and staff to outside collection agencies.
Ah.
They would say, "Oh no, I returned that 6 months ago." Well, yeah, well, you didn't address it 6 months ago when you got the notice. You
Yeah.
waited for elections. I think if you want to, if you want, go ahead and assign it to me and just put a note on there and something along the lines of review during fee find working group. I think this is something we need, I can talk, we can talk about. Again, if we change how claims returned is handled, it may negate this anyways.
All right. Well, it definitely needs refinement in any case. All right. Requests, rush requests.
Every request is a rush
I
request.
know.
I need it yesterday.
Yeah. So this is something that we used to have, but we've done without. So identify it, and it would get a more where you could designate the due date. There's a couple different solutions here, so this definitely needs further refinement. I'm assuming some people still would want this. Usually this is, I mean, you could change a due date for something after the fact, but if it's a rush request, the due date that goes out is the one that goes in the notice, whereas if you change the date after, it is not.
You need to get grumpy patrons.
Yeah, exactly. But for things like reserves, we do often say we need it back right away. All right, so I think this one needs further refinement.
Yeah.
And is probably still desired. Uh-oh, mediated requests. This one's probably going to be Library of Congress.
No, this
No.
was, well, yeah, actually, I guess
It's
Library of Congress,
not
yeah.
LOC and LOC. What this must be, I don't know what this one means. Not
That's,
LOCTO1.
that is about the congressional part of the mediated research, and they also have requests using mediated requests, which were generated for Library of Congress to handle this special secret, nobody is allowed to see who requested something stuff.
right.
And they also have requirements for using that because it has the mediation process basically is what they also want to have for their special collections, in the sense of having a pre-check of whether the item is in a state that can it can be provided in the physical form, and whether the person requesting it will get the permission to use it for their valuable material and stuff like that. So,
Right.
and that's why it's LOC and not LOC at the same time.
Gotcha.
TO1 is means was it, I believe it's Title
Task
Order One,
order.
which is original contract.
Ah, gotcha.
Task order one, I think.
Task,
Yes,
okay.
task order one. Thank you.
Gotcha. All right, so it is desired by LOC, but it was not part of that initial thing. So I assume this is still required. I don't know whether at some point we said we were not flagging things for LOC, so I'm not sure where we're at with that, Cornea. Do you remember?
Yes, I think we have some in the Polaris list that said leave it for
Leave it for LOC.
LOC. I'm
I
not
think so.
sure, but yeah.
I remember definitely saying, like, there's nothing we're going to be able to do about it.
No.
because it didn't come from R.A. Sig, and it wasn't really us that needed to
Yes.
do more with it.
It's also difficult too because no one else right now has access to the immediately request app.
Yeah.
That's probably not going to be until Umbrella Leaf. So until people can actually use it, there, I don't think they you can really say like, how can I use this app for special collections?
Yeah, right. All right. Address comments in fees fines. Address? What? Current situation. Non-English comments can't be parsed properly because staff and patron tokens that we're using are for parsing are translated.
Oh yes.
You
Could
guys
you
know
do
what
this,
this is?
Daniel?
I don't.
Yes, I know what it is, and it's still needed.
Still needed. Okay. Perhaps
It's it
needs more
and
fleshing
it
out, or.
no, it doesn't. It's more of a technical thing.
Okay. All right. So
I
it's just
wonder
ready for
where,
dev.
yes, I wonder where the whole description has gone. Because I put up a really long text for this somewhere.
The d definition of it is open and not in draft, so. So you think it can be ready for dev? It will need to be taken out of draft, but.
Because there is this comment, tickets that address issues in CircleLog. Is there are others, and I think the full description is in there.
In the circ log one.
Yes.
Gotcha. One of these two.
Yes.
Gotcha.
But it's definitely important.
Okay. But it looks like it's maybe ready for dev because this piece is already in there as
There
open.
is nothing. There is nothing more to refine. The
Okay.
problem is identified.
Okay, cool. All right, ready for dev then.
Yes.
Okay. sounds like a bug. Make it really non-editable. Loan anonymization. So the circ settings need to be view only. It sounds like maybe that is not actually true.
May also no longer be needed because of Eureka.
Yeah, I was going to say that it could be, but it may have propagated to Eureka also. Oh,
That
wait.
is a possibility, yes.
Oh, well, this one says with permission setting circ can view loan. Oh, that's the loan history, not the. So they did it for loan history, but not for anonymization. So it sounds like this one needs to at least be tested to see if it's still a problem in Eureka.
Yes.
Which we can do. If you want to put a flag in that, in the spreadsheet, Cornelia, to test it in Eureka. And if it's still broken, then it's going to need further refinement. And if it's not broken, then it can be closed. But if you put it in the spreadsheet, we can take a look at it. All right. Find a way to make TLR holds on instances with no holdings or items optional. Why? Okay, maybe I'm being dense, but why would you want to place a title level request on an instance that has no there?
I believe this was related to LLC work.
Let's see.
If I remember correctly, they wanted to be able to place title level requests on instances with no holds or items because they Usually no items because they routinely
All right.
purchase items, but don't catalog at the item level or have it cataloged at the item level, but it may be on, yes, it may be on the shelf somewhere. So,
Yeah.
but I thought this was already done. This may be the, I think that might also be at the ECS level too.
Yeah.
How I read
These are all
this,
closed.
how I read this is that it is possible to put a TLR on those instances, but not all libraries want it, and there needs to be some setting that says allow it or not.
Gotcha.
Right.
So basically, because the LOC wanted it, some libraries don't want it, and they want to be able to say we don't want it,
Right.
which makes sense. So I guess this is still a, this would be a further refinement because I'm not sure. Oh, it's, you already did it. Cornelia's right on it. All right. All right. We have 7 more minutes to find one to close. Load
I think
balancing
we're,
for TLR recalls.
I think
This
we want
seems
to.
like we still need this, right?
Yeah.
No, this is classic. Known issue, known issue, known issue. Maybe we should add a few more there. Okay, so I think this probably, this might need, does it need further refinement? Does it need, I mean, it's still in draft. I'm not sure.
It might be worthwhile looking at it again.
Okay. Yeah, because it hasn't really been looked at for a year or two.
Yeah.
All right, another TLR, customized request type order via discovery. Oh, this is an institution wants to. Oh, right, because it has a fixed order of operations. It's going to place a page first. If it can't place a page, it's going to place a recall. And if a recall cannot be placed, it's going to place a hold. And it's always in that order. And some people might want to put a hold before a recall, is
Is
what it.
there anyone that would want to place a hold before a
I know.
recall?
I don't. Because if you don't want to place a recall, wouldn't you just disallow recalls?
Yeah. Because I guess to me, the order makes sense because you're doing it in the how to get to the patron the quickest, which would
Yeah.
be page, theoretically, page recall hold. I don't know why you would want to do page hold recall, as you said, unless if you're not using recall, but in that case, if you just do a have the circ rules, the recalls aren't allowed, it would jump to hold anyways.
Exactly. Nobody's commented on this. Also, why would you ever want to have anything in front of a page, right?
You want, I
Right,
don't think,
exactly.
you want.
Olga maybe can enlighten us.
I wouldn't call it an enlightenment, but I have an example. Our staff at the end of the semester, when they know that some textbooks or some books might be going on reserve in the next semester, they usually know it like a month in advance. And they want to put a request for when that item is back. They want to have it. They don't want it to be recalled. So they would want a hold before the recall for those cases.
Gotcha. That
Are
makes
they using,
sense, but it's
yeah.
staff and they can do it through Folio,
Yeah,
not through the discovery layer.
yes, that's, yeah, and they deal with it. So, but yeah, you're right. It's a discovery layer. So
All
I
right.
don't have an example for discovery layer.
All right. So I have 4 minutes, and I think we should propose to close this one unless somebody can make a case. And again, to be clear for anyone that's not done this process, all the propose to close ones go to the rest of the group to speak up for a ticket that they want to keep. So it's not, we're not closing it without, and it's not claimed by anyone. I'm not quite sure where
They've put it
this,
in there as a P2, so
yeah, which is seems weird.
but yeah, no information where it comes from.
Exactly.
I can't
And
remember any group discussion
me either.
this might have came from the locate group
Well, okay.
directly to the PO, because sometimes the dev group that works on locate will send tickets directly to Anne and Stephanie
Yeah.
for item functionality that they need for locate or they need for discovery. So this might have came through that, but
Is it locate group a libraries group or is it developers group?
it's the internal EBSCO developer group.
Okay.
All right. Well, I would say propose to close, and if somebody wants it, they can speak up for it. And if they notice it later that it's closed, it can always be reopened. None of this is like un non-reversible or
I think you
whatever.
just want to close a ticket today.
I'm not gonna lie. I definitely
But
want to
I
close a
also
ticket.
think it's worth closing, actually.
Yes. Thank you. I wasn't gonna just say a random one. Yeah, let's just close this one. I actually genuinely do. You're not wrong, Tom, but I do genuinely think this one is one that is like if you want it, you gotta somebody's gotta put their name on it.
Oh yeah, I 100% agree. I think this can be handled other ways. Yeah,
I'm
so
struggling to
and
find a use case for why this
yeah.
customization is required.
And if it
And if
was
it's
to remain open, I'd drop it down like a P3 or P4.
Seriously.
And if it's really the locate, like the EBSCO customers requesting that, it will at some point go to develop it anyway. So.
Good point.
Not necessarily. Like, well, sometimes I've seen tickets come in from like Locate where they're like, we need this. And it's like, wait. Think this through because you can do it this way, and this way. Oh, never mind. We don't need it anymore. So.
Exactly. All right, well, let's call it there. We have 1 minute left. And we are leaving off at 4240. 5412 will be our next number. So I'm going to write that down before I forget. All right. Thank you, everyone. This is our last ticket review meeting for the year. So happy New Year to everyone. I hope you all have a great winter break. We are having a meeting on Monday morning, or sorry, Monday. I won't say morning. Monday. I will not be there because I have to do my Christmas shopping and wrapping when my kids are at school. However, we will, and it's the only day I could manage to get off between now and when we close on Friday. Next Friday. So Cornelia is going to be running the show, and we are going to have Magnus is going to be going over, if I remember, he's going to be going over title level requests, which are not currently in the request count. They're not calculated in the request count, in loans. And so he wants to have talk about the different solutions. There's really, he's got a good presentation about it, and it'll be interesting to think about what the best solutions. There are pros and cons to all the solutions. So be there if you can make it. I'll be sending out a note to Slack about with the details to that, but you can see it on the agenda currently.
There's also this was talked about, and Charlotte might bring it up to RA and then to our Anya, or no, Yanya, but yeah, never mind. I can say her name right now. there's a proposal from Charlotte to PC about the basically the last week of every month not having any SIG meetings. So I just
Oh.
dropped a link into the proposal, and they're going to officially ask like the liaisons to have the SIGs kind of discuss it, see what they think, and report back to PC. I
Awesome.
figured the sooner that people can get their eyes on it, the better. So.
Calendar calming planning. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I mean,
Well, we
I
can
kind of
take
like
a
being
look
there
at
to be
it.
fun, but.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. If there's time to talk about it at Monday's meeting, I totally support that. If not, then we can talk about it in the first meeting in 2026. Thanks for
Perfect.
raising that. Awesome. Well, I hope everyone has a great week, and we will see you all next year. Our first meeting back is the 8th of January, I believe, and it will be a
Have fun
B5
shopping and
meeting.
wrapping.
Thank you. Thank
Yeah.
you. See y'all
Bye.
later.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. You all too.
Bye. Bye.